Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. I'm so happy that you have tuned in again, potentially, or for the first time. Either way, I welcome you sincerely to this podcast. And I have to start off by saying I was wrong. I said in my last episode, don't wait, create. Like, I was so about this topic of creating and making things happen right away and not waiting for the perfect moment, but being really, you know, active and into it. And I still stand by that. But sometimes, in certain cases, that is not the right strategy to follow. And I'm all about balance. I'm all about looking at different viewpoints and considering different facts and yeah, just different elements of a situation. I'm a Libra, by the way, so that's my zodiac sign, and I think I don't really believe in zodiac signs. But there are certain attributes of Libras that I definitely have. I like balance, I like harmony, and I like when things are just. So when things are fair and situations are, yeah, just kind of balance to both sides, or when more than one party is involved, I just want there to be an even distribution of everything, basically. Yeah, but I don't want to get into zodiac signs or the meaning of them. As I said, I don't really believe in that, but yeah, I think everything has its place. Libra speaking right here. Okay, well, what I actually want to focus on is the other side of the coin in this episode, because sometimes, especially when it's about money and making money passively, it can be very beneficial to wait. So I started trading in January this year, and I've made quite some progress. I have to say I'm really proud of myself. There are ups and downs, obviously, and trading, basically, it's kind of like controlled and analytical betting. That's basically it, because you just observe different charts and you kind of bet whether they are going up or down. And that's kind of what you can do. And it's a lot about analyzing the charts, analyzing the past, how certain markets have behaved and how they were flowing before, to kind of guess. And it's like an estimated guess after all. How they are going to behave in the future. So you try to kind of gauge that based on the past. And I really like it. It's so much fun and you can make money off it. It's not like super easy at the beginning, but you get kind of into it. And what I've seen is this pattern in myself that I kind of get scared to lose money. So I become more careful than necessary. And that costs me some earnings, let's put it that way. And the only thing that I want to say in this episode is really that sometimes when you sit down and analyze a situation and you're really sure that it's going to happen in a certain way, it's really important to trust your long-term analysis and opinion, because after all, at least in my case, in 90% of the cases or even more, I was totally right. So when it came to trading, I was totally right how the market was going to develop. But because of my fear, I kind of took myself out of the game prematurely. And that's kind of sad. So I think there are other situations in life when we behave in a similar way. Our fear holds us back from creating, yes, but also from allowing things to unfold after we have created something or made a decision. And in those moments, it's so important to trust our decisions and to trust what we have decided and what we have gone for, because fear is not information that you can rely on at all. And you shouldn't, because it lies to you. And it just comes up with different reasons why you shouldn't be doing something or why you should not trust yourself. as is often the case in my episodes, I just often conclude that it comes down to self-confidence and self-worth and self-love, ultimately. And those three things together are really superpowers. So yeah, I just want to say, don't wait, create, unless you want to get rich. That's, of course, a little bit over the top, but you get the point, you know, after you've created something, after you've made a decision, allow it to unfold, allow it to become what it is ought to become, and don't limit yourself prematurely or limit the situation or cut it off or something like that because you are scared. Just trust in your abilities and trust that you have made the right choice. Before I end this episode, I really want to tell you that my book that I was writing for this competition is not just done, but it's also now printed and available for sale, which is so cool. It's written in German. The title is Match? And yeah, it's super cool that you can buy it now. I'm kind of a little bit proud of myself, which is a nice feeling, and I really think it's going to entertain and simultaneously help a lot of people, which I really like. So if you want to get it, it's called Match? As I said, and it's available at thalia.de, which is a German bookstore. So yeah, pretty happy about that. And that's about it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always. If you like this episode, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. That would be super cool. Thank you so much in advance, and I'll catch you on Sunday. We'll see if I can make it on Sunday or not, but I'll definitely try. Thank you so much. Bye.